This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that a strong maritime capability is the deciding factor for a country's economic and strategic influence, and India is preparing for it. He said a country with maritime capabilities is strong and has more economic and strategic influence.
भारत आज अपने पूरे मैरिटाइम इकोसिस्टम को सशक्त बना रहा है इसलिए आज भारत अपने बंदरगाहों का आधुनिकीकरण कर रहा है नई क्षमता तैयार कर रहा है नई कनेक्टिविटी बना रहा है नदी जलमार्गों का विस्तार कर रहा है मल्टी मॉडल लॉजिस्टिक नेटवर्क विकसित कर रहा है सागरमाला जैसे अभियान इसी व्यापक सोच का हिस्सा है
Prime Minister Modi made these remarks after commissioning three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dhunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agreh at the Shyama Prasad Mukherjee port in Kolkata yesterday. Designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach shipbuilders and engineers, the vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. President Draupadi Murmu visited Madhya Pradesh's Kuno National Park and reviewed the progress of Project Cheetah, India's flagship initiative to reintroduce the species in the wild after its extinction in the country. During the visit, the president toured the park's cheetah management area and was briefed by officials on the status of the project. Kuno, the country's first cheetah reintroduction site, has been developed under Project Cheetah because of its suitable habitat, adequate prey base and relatively low human disturbance. India will host the two-day BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in New Delhi beginning today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will chair the meeting. During the meeting, the National Security Advisors and heads of delegation of BRICS member countries will exchange views on the theme, Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today. They will discuss the rapidly evolving nature of national security challenges as well as the role of new technologies in emerging security threats. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official visit to Mongolia and South Korea beginning today. The External Affairs Ministry said that Dr. Jaishankar will visit Mongolia and meet Mongolian leadership and hold discussions with his counterpart B. Batsedseg. The External Affairs Minister will visit South Korea on the 24th and 25th of this month. During the visit, the minister will hold discussions with Foreign Minister Cho Yan. He will also deliver the keynote speech at the Jeju Forum for Peace and Prosperity in Jeju on Thursday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the great success of International Yoga Day is a testament to the fact that yoga is not only helping millions of people across the world achieve physical well-being, but is also inspiring them to live a positive life with confidence. Sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that yoga is the means of completely calming and quieting the mind. In FIFA World Cup 2026, Egypt registered their first ever World Cup victory 3-1 over New Zealand in Vancouver this morning. Liverpool star Mohamed Salah scored his first goal of the tournament. With this win, Egypt took over first place in Group G. In men's hockey, India defeated Netherlands 3-2 in their last match of FIH Pro League Rotterdam leg yesterday. Jugraj Singh, Abhishek and Rajinder Singh scored the goals, helping India register their second win of the leg against the Dutch side. Stand-in captain Hardik Singh was named player of the match for his leadership and strong midfield performance. And domestic equity markets traded higher today, mirroring positive global cues amid easing crude oil prices and geopolitical concerns in West Asia. Sensex surged over 461 points to 77,264, while Nifty traded more than 140 points higher at 24,153 when reports last came in. Among sectoral indices, IT stocks led the gains, with the Nifty IT index rising over 1%. Nifty mid, small IT and telecom and Nifty oil and gas indices also advanced about 0.8% each. Consumer durables, financial services, media and metal stocks traded in positive territory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.